Saturday Light Brigade with Brad Yoder. That's an unreleased track from May 10th, 2025. It's performed live on the radio. And before Brad, Kristen Hall with Following My Compass. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, which gives you convenient links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, our own streaming services, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. My love is strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm yours, yeah, girl. Here I am, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. I've been around in a great big world. There's nothing out there that can touch my girl. Ooh, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. David, I'm yours. I'm yours, yeah, girl. Here I am, baby. Oh, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, yeah, I am yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, signed.
Tin Men. Their album, Avocado Woo Woo, delivering that song. Hello to Brick in Highland Park. We're talking about the kind of compass that you use to draw a circle in our last hour. And he said, you know, when you spin that around and you put your finger into it, if you mimic a compass, which is what I was trying to do, he said it almost seems like you're doing the hokey pokey. And it kind of does. Which might be why that dance is often done in a circle. We were talking about things you might keep in that zippered pouch. A compass, a protractor, additional pencils, a little miniature pencil sharpener. Tommy said another thing that you might often find in there would be those little hole reinforcement thingies. I'm using the word thingy, not Tommy. But you would use those to reinforce the hole in notebook paper so that they wouldn't rip out of your notebook. I had a lot of those, Ricky. I bet you had those too. And I'll bet, Ricky, we've been married almost 37 years. I'll bet you if only one hole ripped on your three-hole notebook paper that you would put a reinforcement on every hole for symmetry. Maybe not on every page. You wouldn't do every page, but I'll bet you would. Did you do them before they ripped? Just for, yeah, I could see. Okay, we'll be back with the second half of the Oldlywed game soon.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's S-P-A-C-I-A-L audio.com.
Oh, get ready. The Sound Hound is going to come by in just a moment. First, a quick reminder that if you missed any of our features last week, which included a segment on the City of Asylum Youth Poet Laureate Program, a visit with the Fox Chapel High School Wildlife Conservation Club, teens from Allegheny Observatory talking about their work, and a live performance with Bertha and the Bells. You can find those segments at slbradio.org/catalog, along with hundreds and hundreds of others. The Sound Hound is finding his way here. I don't know. He wants to know if he can bark to the beep beep. You can try. Not quite, but it's a good try. Maybe this part will be better. Well, the Sound Hound indeed has brought around a sound for you.
Beep, beep.
Soundhound. Are you ready? Come on over here, boy. Let me get to... Got it. And here is what the Soundhound brought along for us today. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Soundhound, could you again? Any ideas what that is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And poor old Howard Hughes, locked up there in his hotel suite, trying to find his shoes when he got so much to lose. How about Howard Hughes and all his blues? Well, his nurses and his keepers all stand around inside, guard the door and wait on him, whatever's on his mind. That's all they've got to do. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. If it wasn't for his money, I'm sure he could be free and walk around all over town just like you and me. But success is just a mess of overdues. Poor, poor old Howard Hughes and all his strip where the regular people pass. Someone said he's not too well. I heard he's sinking fast. No one knows the truth about poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. Well, he's always in the papers. He's always on the books. But no one knows who's his or who, or even how he looks now, or who is getting screwed. If it's us, you know who and all his blues. Success is just a mess of overdues. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues.
Who's the fastest talker in the world? Well, that's the auctioneer. How does he do it and what does he say? Now you're about to hear.
Lights, camera, auction.
We'll start the bidding at $25, $25. Can I get a $25? Thank you, sir. Now keep it alive with $35, $35. Give it a nice holiday. I hear 40 from the lady in green. It's a $40 bid, but you gotta be seen. Now $45, $45 in the back. Make it $55 for the man in black. Now $60, $60. Don't get yourself left behind. Now we got $75, $75, $75. But you can't. $100 in the front row, $100, can't be a no-show, gotta be bold, if the bid's gonna hold, going once, going twice, now it's sold. At $25, $25, can I get a $25? Thank you, sir. Now keep it alive with $35, $35. Give it a nice holiday. I'll hear 40 from the lady in green. It's a $40 bid, but you gotta be seen. Now $45, $45 in the back. Make it $55 to the man in black. Now $60, $60. Don't get yourself left behind. Now we got $75, $75, $75. But you can't change your mind. I'm looking for $85, $85. Chance of a lifetime, $95, $95. Give me a lifetime. Do it, you're $100. Heck of a deal. We give $100. That's a steal. Now there it is. $100 in the front row, $100, can't be a no-show, gotta be bold, if the bid's gonna hold, going once, going twice, now it's sold. Sold.
Saturday Light Brigade with the Okie Dokie Brothers and the Auctioneer. This is relatively new from the Drowsy Lads. Their album Time Flies, you might recall. They were here on the air with us not too long ago. Was it coincidence or intentional? They were at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival with performances later this afternoon. 4:45 and 2:30 tomorrow. We have a number of correct answers as well as some incorrect guesses that we want to share with you. Here again is the sound brought by the Sound Hound today. Listen carefully. And if you would like to take a guess, 412-200-5975. Mike and Jaylene just emailed seconds ago. They are in Alabama and they have the correct answer. Ooh, Bruce had a guess of a time date stamper. We were just talking about one of those last week. In fact, we were talking about needing such a stamper. And Ricky said, I think we've got one somewhere, and she found it. The only problem is it only went up to the year. I think it stopped at 2009. It didn't go any further than that. But not a time date stamper. Bill and Lucius Burrow thought it might be a price tag stamper, right, that puts the price on items. Tommy in North Chesterfield. Got the answer. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights got it. And Ty has the correct answer. He mentions he also has a new zip code. I'm assuming you're still in the Valencia area. Speaking of Ty, Jack, his son, thought it could be a pepper grinder. A great guess. You're not alone in that. Jack's dad did get it. Tom thought the sound could be a tap dancer or a rattle. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. Michael in Ventura, California has the right answer. Caden and Annie both thought it sounded like a broom sweeping. Not that, however. Richard on the north side has the correct answer. Happy Saturday to you too, Richard. John and Carrick thought it might be shaking dice in a cup. Barbara, by way of Richard in Highland Park, got the correct answer. Zach in Pittsburgh also has the right answer. Rich in Edinburgh thought it could be a stapler. He also thought it could be the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer and plans on seeing the Drowsy Lads and Devilish Mary at the Irish Festival later today. Russ and Sharon in North Carolina have the correct answer. And a Pudge, Super Pudge, thought it could be a stapler. And then Mrs. Pudge came up with the correct answer. And are you wondering about what the correct answer is? Me too. And Brian and Carla are here to share correct answers with us. And let's start with Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Great. Great. In fact, you just made a sound that I'm going to have to make later on today, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It's one of those spray bottles that, you know, like plastic.
Yes.
It can't be one of the metal ones with the nozzle. And specifically to me, it sounds exactly like my Mr. Clean. And I'm going to be cleaning my bathroom today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so funny how the Windex doesn't sound the same way. In fact, when I was taking care of Mom, she decided she was going to do a little cleaning. And you know how you don't look at bottles and you grab them? She started to do the windows. And I said, Mom, why are you using Mr. Clean on the windows? How'd you know that? And I said, it makes a different sound. You know, when you're blind, you have to go with every little bit of things for sounds, you know.
We had a lot
your
of...
ears or your eyes.
A lot of guesses of staplers or a stapler. Here's another. You can kind of hear the wind, the aerator doing its thing there towards the end. But it's a good old diffuser of cleanser. Well done. I was looking. It does sound a little bit like sweeping.
It does, yes.
And I was trying to make sure I didn't miss any correct answers. I think I got them all. It's been quite busy today. We had our house pressure washed yesterday, and I don't know. I think this is a coincidence. In fact, we knew the Sound Hound before the house was pressure washed. I think they call it that because the people on the ladders of our 2.5-story Pittsburgh house felt a lot of pressure to not fall as they were pressure washing the house. I can't imagine what it's like to do that.
I can't either.
They did a good job, and I was glad to not be part of things.
Which is like my roof got done yesterday. Finally, I have to have the gutters done, but they put a new roof on my house because my house was damaged in the storm. It was unsafe to live in at one point. So they put the new roof on, and they had five guys up there, and I'll tell you, that is not one job that I would like to do.
No, I am glad there are people that enjoy doing those jobs. We're getting ready. It's time for the house to be painted. It will be, well, Ricky's going to be in charge of colors. I just have to be supportive as we decide what we're going to do coming up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do with my house this year, but then the storm hit, my plumbing went bad. After I'm done with this, I have to have my whole yard back hoed up because I have my pipes full of terracotta pipe is full of tree branches, so I need to have that pipe replaced. So this, I can't spend any more on the house this year.
Long story short,
just too much.
That's a lot. Well, the spray yeah. bottle is a relatively inexpensive,
right.
convenient way to do things. And congratulations for coming up with the correct answer.
Well, enjoy your show as always.
Take care. Bye-bye. And Brian also came up with it. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, what's good? How are you doing, Larry? Good?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I got a guess. You're quite welcome. It's a spray bottle.
Yes.
It sounds like the Windex, you know, those Windex things like Carla was talking about, you know?
To me, it sounds exactly like Windex, or maybe the generic fluid that you find at a gas station when they offer to do your windows.
Yeah.
That's usually the wiper that's in the... vat of fluid next to the pump of indeterminate origin. It could be that.
I know it, you know? Yeah, I hope everything goes well for you, and I hope your weekend goes well. What's you up to? Anything exciting or no?
Not too much. Pick and paint colors. Starting a new book, I think, and that's probably about it. Doing a little reading, and
sounds good.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping you have a good weekend too.
Hey, you too. You guys be awesome. Okay.
Thanks. Take care. Congratulations. If you knew we were looking for a spray bottle, and thank you to Mike for sharing Michael from Ventura's answer. Mike is actually visiting from California and came up with the correct answer. And I mentioned earlier our haiku answer was that Mike and Mars had given his haiku answer as a poem. And I never gave you the poem, so if you're carefully paying attention, his poem was like, answer this one without making a rumpus. The word that you're looking for, I do believe, is compass. Now, our pleasure to welcome Jody Farr from the Wackman Observatory in more directly, the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh. Hey, Jody.
Good morning.
Hi. Good to have you here again. You've got some star parties coming up, a chance to look at stars and solar events. But before we give the details on that, tell us a bit about the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh.
Well, we're an organization that's existed for about 85 years in the Pittsburgh area. Was put together by some folks who were keenly interested in the skies way back when. And currently we've got about 300 members, and we've got two observatories in the area, the one in Deer Lakes Park, Wagman Observatory, and one down in Finleyville at Mingo Creek Park. And so we like to staff those and show the public what they can see if Mother Nature will play nice.
Do you find that people are showing more interest in the skies lately? I do. I talk, especially with teens and younger adults, that there's quite a bit of interest.
Oh, yes, significant interest. Lots of folks are keenly interested in looking up at the sky. Of recent interest in the last few years has been all of the satellites, the Starlink satellites and such that go overhead. A lot of people interested in watching those go by, and we enjoy pointing those out when we find them.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to meet other people, too. You're focused both on the same thing, literally, looking up at the sky, and just a low-key way, and both observatories are in great locations to make this all possible. So what are some of the special dates that you would like to call attention to? There's quite a few, and we've linked to your website to make sure people can get to them, but which ones might you like to spotlight?
Well, we put on one or two public star parties a month from usually April to November. At Wagman, coming up soon, we have the one on the 13th and one on the 27th of September. So come on up and check us out. I believe that Mingo down south has one on the 18th and 19th of September, something like that. Our website is actually down this morning, so I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Yeah, I was just trying to bring it up. But yep. I have the schedule for Wackman.
Yes.
Which is September 13th at 5:30, the 27th at 5, the 11th at 4:30 of October, and October 25th at 4:30. And then there's some beyond that, too. But it's really well laid out. It's 3ap.org. And it's a great website, actually. I was on it yesterday. And it'll come back with all of those dates. Can you learn more about if you want to purchase equipment or simply become more skilled at looking upwards? Are there folks at the star parties that can help you do that?
Oh, absolutely. At every one of these star parties, the members of the club will also show up with their personal equipment. It wouldn't be a stretch to say we'd have 20 or 30 other telescopes on the field. And the folks who operate them are always very knowledgeable and very willing to let folks check them out, even operate them sometimes. And so, yeah, lots of good folks there that you can learn from. If you even have a passing interest in the sky, I think you'll come away from one of our events with a desire to actually get one and try it yourself.
Well, here is a great way. We're not quite there yet, but soon, as the days start getting shorter, there's going to be more night sky to enjoy. And even before the sun sets, there's things to take a look at, too. And doing so with the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh is a great way to do it. I'm sure the website will be up again before not too long, 3ap.org. Anything else you'd like to mention, Jody?
No, just that everybody's welcome. We'd love to have you out for an event, and stop on out and say hello.
Thanks. I appreciate you being here, as always. Thanks so much. That's Jody Farr from the Amateur Astronomy. That's a tongue twister, isn't it? The Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh. Good that we're not in Ashtabula. That would make it even worse. The Amateur Astronomers Association of Ashtabula. That would be tough. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services. Thank you, SoundHound. We almost forgot. Including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, the rain coming down and the roof won't hold. I lost my job and I feel a little older. Car won't run and I love's grown colder. But maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Yeah, the clothes need a washing and the fire won't start. Kids all crying and you're breaking my heart. Whole damn place is falling apart. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Woo-hoo! Bony finger. Bony finger. Yeah, I've been broke as long as I remember. Get a little money and I got a running spender. When I try to save it, pretty woman, come and take it, saying maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Woo-hoo! Bony fingers. Bony fingers. Take it away. Sun's too hot. Whole darn world is going to pot. Might as well like you cause you're all that I've got. But maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Ooh, bony fingers. Bony fingers. See the rain coming down.
Saturday, Light Brigade with Hoyt Axton. I've developed an internet, quote, friendship, unquote, with Hoyt Axton's son, Matt, who has been posting a lot about his dad and, not surprisingly, is a great musician in his own right. He has his daddy's voice, that deep voice, and interprets his dad's songs and brings his own songs quite nicely as well. You might want to look him up. He's going on tour soon. Matt Axton. Speaking of Facebook, thank you to Gail and Jody. I hope you're still listening. On behalf of Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh, Gail sent images of the schedules. So although their website is down, we will put those up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Just as soon as I get a chance to hit post.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
I had a chance to hit post while you were listening about the Maker Date event taking place. Thank you, Lila, who is off to Temple University this fall and was an intern with us. You just heard her voice. Gail points out that the club will be 100 years old, the Astronomers Club, in 2029, and they have over 300 members right now, which is incredible when you think about it. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for our After Thoughts puzzle. Are you ready? We're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to figure out the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. Oh, before I do that, I just wanted to let you know that our family podcasting day is back September 20th, noon to 2 at the SLB Youth Media Center. You can take your turn on the mic, ask questions, tell stories, capture a moment in time with your family or on your own or with a friend. This is recommended for adults or kids age 8 and older. Activities are free, but registration is encouraged at tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25, as in 25, 25. Podcasting with us is made possible with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District. RAD works here. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. We'll give you three words, and it's up to you to come up with the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. And today, your challenge is as follows. What one word naturally follows make, shake, and break? Make, shake, and break. One word follows those three. Any ideas what it is?
It's time to connect.
Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping that we'll hear from you. Maybe you have phoned us or texted us before. Maybe this would be the very first time, or the first time in a long time. However, or whatever the situation is, we'd love to hear from you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Again, the words are make, shake, and break. One word follows those three. Christian now, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
music plays, and everyone must dance. I'm bowing out, I need a second chance.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Bob Minner featuring the incredible voice of John Cowan. And speaking of incredible, it's getting hard to keep up with your incredible guesses and alternative answers to our Afterthoughts puzzle. Frank Christian did Sugar Babe, by the way. But for John Cowan's version of that Don McLean song, we gave you these three words. What follows: make, shake, and break. And a lot of answers have come in. Now, I won't tell you the one we had in mind yet, but one of my favorite alternative answers that came in was out. Make out, shake out, and break out. And that's just an amazing answer, isn't it? A special hello to Ralph and Donna in Crabtree. I missed your email from about 20 minutes ago or so on the sound, how Donna came up with the spray bottle. And Ralph said he was initially rather stumped. So James and Freiburg had a guess of out for our puzzle. Now, the word we had in mind was up, as in make up, shake up, and break up. Jaylene got that correct. She is in Union Hill, Alabama, listening with Mike. Tommy knew it. He said, why don't we add seven as a clue? Warm or stick 'em. Stick 'em up, warm up, seven up. Excellent. Angie and Mars had the correct answer. And Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City also knew it. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights were among brigadiers that came up with out as an answer. Zach came up with up. He also thought it could be down. Does that work? Make down, shake down, and Breakdown sure does. Well done, Zach. Mike and Mars has out as an answer, and that, as we pointed out before, is a good alternative. Galen Stanton Heights has up, as does Rich in Edinburgh. Ross, always... Now, my notes always say Russian. Russ and Sharon and King. I have a feeling this is Russ, this one. Russ and Russ alone. He came up with the answer, a leg, as in make a leg, shake a leg, and break a leg. And he points out that make a leg is an expression associated with dancing. John and Addie of East Deer came out with out. Mike and Mars had out or up. Aline and Maine knew it was up. John in Economy Borough. Let's see, he had it as one of his answers. Make it, shake it, break it. And he also had time. Make time, shake time, and break time. Those work. Rich in Freeport with up. The McDonald's in Kaiser, West Virginia have up. And Tom in McCandless, I had planned on going there. He said add a clue for the west, southwestern Pennsylvania a contingent of red, as in red up the house. Getting the house ready or cleaned up is red. Red up a house. And let me be sure I get make a leg. I said dancing. It's really to perform a deep formal bow when you draw one's right leg back, primarily a British practice. Good to have you clarify that, to make a leg. Brenda in Munahall, good morning. It's nice to have you listening. Brenda came up with up, make up, shake up, break up. And Gail had that answer too, and also added build up and brush up and blow up and back up to a list of potential clues. And Ruth says wake. How did I miss wake for our rhyming clues? Wake, make, break, and shake up. Thank you, Ruth. Ruth is in Greenfield. And Jim had the same idea, adding wake. Well, that's this morning's. Afterthoughts puzzle, congratulations if you came up with up. And congratulations as well regarding the alternative answers we had for you. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We'll be coming up with Guess Who in our next hour. Thank you. If you've been playing along on Facebook today, Susan. Oh, Susan added shift, make shift, shake shift, and break shift. And by the way, if we did not respond to your text message or email as we were playing along with Afterthoughts, our apologies. It gets very busy. I tried to mention each of them on the air, and I hope you had a chance to hear that. We're going to jump right into birthdays. Happy birthday today to Lee Ann, also on September 6th. We have Abby of New Kensington for Mom, Dad, Julie, Chelsea, and Cousin Ryan, Colette, Emily, and Callie of Springdale from Uncle Ray. Tomorrow we have Casey from Cindy, Elizabeth of Regent Square from Chris and Patricia, Rachel of Peters Township from your family, Connor of Mars from your family. Also on September 7th, we have Elizabeth of Regent Square, Ella from your mom, and Dolores of Bethel Park. On September 8th, we have Flo from Orville, Joanne from Bob, Elaine from Skip, Holly of Greensburg from your family, Nathan from your family, Grace of St. Augustine, Florida from your family, and happy anniversary to John and Philomena of Allison Park. On September 9th, Harris has a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Harris. And Jacob also celebrates on the 9th. Happy birthday to you from your brother Jesse and dad Gregor. Morgan celebrates on the 9th. Charlotte Ann of Westmoreland County celebrates on that date as well. Happy birthday to Diane on the 9th from Doug and Kurt, to Carol from Tom, and to Sammy of Tarentum, from Mom, and to George and Mary, their wedding anniversary on the 9th. Vivian, happy birthday to Vivian Kalesa from your mom, Alana, and dad, Kevin, and brother, Nico. Vivian's birthday is on September 10th. Mike up from Ann. Mike celebrates that day. Laura of Churchill, happy birthday to you. From your husband, Rob, and all of the Powers family. Don in Bethel Park, happy birthday to you. From Paula, your wife, Ronnie, Jacqueline, and Haley. Happy birthday to Amy on September 10th of McCandless. Fred and Dormont, and two more anniversaries, Charlie and Brenda of Clinton, Pennsylvania. And Ricky and me have our wedding anniversary on Wednesday the 10th. Thanks for the kind greetings. On the 11th, Rosie. Happy birthday to Rose from your family. And on the 12th, this coming Friday, just so you know, we didn't forget. We have no birthdays, but maybe we will next week.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we shall make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade Birthday Club hand-delivered and in full color by a uniformed representative. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to tune in.